The death toll from severe floods in Jakarta has risen past 40. Many of the city's residents are so used to flooding that they've resigned themselves to living in waterlogged houses for the time being. Others are frustrated that authorities, including the national government, haven't upgraded Jakarta's water system, which dates back to colonial times. Indonesia correspondent Anne Barker reports.
In some areas of Jakarta, children can be seen swimming down the main street. Major roads have become rivers. Smaller streets are like swimming pools where residents wade waist-high through floodwaters to reach their homes. Many are effectively trapped inside. I can't really go anywhere, says Ibu Nurmala at Kampung Melayu. When I want to go somewhere, like to get food, it's hard because my house is surrounded by water. It's a fact of life that every few years, Indonesia's capital is hit by severe flooding. This year's flood was as sudden as it was severe, coming after a prolonged dry season. Almost 40 centimetres of rain fell in one night, with the flood level reaching up to 2.5 metres. But many Indonesians blame the government for failing to upgrade Jakarta's shockingly bad drainage system. The water can't move because the drain is covered, it's blocked and very difficult to open, says one woman. What we ask for is to widen the waterways, clean the drainage so water flows from other cities won't affect us, says this man. Jakarta's flood problem is one reason the Indonesian government plans to relocate the capital from Jakarta to Kalimantan. But Indonesian President Joko Widodo acknowledges his government and city authorities need to speed up projects to mitigate future flooding. The central government is still quite new, he says, and a lot of projects are yet to be completed, including the Cimahi Reservoir, the Ciawi Reservoir, that will only complete next year. But in a city of up to 30 million in Greater Jakarta, and infrastructure that has rarely, if ever, been upgraded, it's questionable whether or when Jakarta will ever have a modern plumbing system. The city's drainage system is so outdated and can no longer cope with extreme rainfall, says local analyst Yayat Suprianta. It was designed and built during the Dutch era, but it's still being used today. It's so bad. And we have to admit that Jakarta, as time goes by, has so many other new developments. New roads are built, but no one cares about the water system. So it makes sense that every rainy season, with even as little as 50 millimetres of rainfall, we'll be overwhelmed in handling it.
Indonesia correspondent Anne Barker.